America Meditating Radio Show, we collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us. Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Are you in need of a tech service company that's going to deliver the best solutions for your business? Then Atronica is your solutions headquarters. Here we specialize in your individual needs to make sure your business shines. For more information, please call 301-417-0070 or visit us at our website at atronica.net. Atronica, where we deliver for you.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Jenna from the America Meditating Radio, and I'm excited to introduce to you Meditate the Vote. It's going to be a national campaign, and what we're asking for all of you to join us with is to raise the bar of conversation. Try to see in what way we can change our interpretation about who we are, what we are, and perhaps the direction in which we want this country to go in. Regardless of whoever becomes the next president in 2017, we are still responsible for the way that we want to move our lives. So could you join me and an alliance of friends around the country to meditate the vote? Go to americameditating.org, press on events, meditate the vote, and you'll be able to get a whole bunch of information. So join us, because I, Sister Jenna, meditate the vote.
To be in this world, to feel the things I feel. Sometimes it's hard to know where the light has gone. Sometimes it's hard to see in this world the cruelty and the pain. Sometimes I just despair of what we have become. And then I see somebody hold another in their pain. I watch the love repair the broken pieces of their shame. Suddenly the world turns inside out.
Ooh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. It's a beautiful song by Lucinda Drayton called Surrender. How many times have you actually lived a moment of surrender and reaped the fruits from that one simple internal choice that you make, that it's out of your hands, there's nothing that you can do anymore. It's just beyond your capacity, and in your surrender, it was like the answer was always there. All I had to do was just let it be, just either give into it or give up to it and see how it actually manifests itself, sometimes even greater than we had planned, or even where we realized it wasn't really for me as much as I thought that it would be, but it wasn't for me. And then you surrender to whatever that unfulfilled expectation was inside of the consciousness that was pulling us back. We're happy that you could join us on the America Meditating Radio. Your contribution and time to listening to these wonderful, deep, meaningful discussions with individuals all across the globe are important not only to me, but I know that judging from your response, it's important to you too. We enjoy showing up to this quality level of conversation. It's simple, it's not strategic, we're not selling our souls to gain a dollar, but we're definitely amplifying our souls to become instruments that can make a difference in our world. I think the more that we listen deeply and ask ourselves the right questions, who we were really meant to be will naturally begin to unfold. And all those various masks and ideas or concepts or things that we pick up along the way, because we're so bombarded, bombarded every day by images and sounds that are telling us you're supposed to look like this, be like this, dress like this, smell like this, speak like this, that we really stopped listening to who we really are supposed to be. I met a young girl the other day, and so on her Twitter, there were these images of many, many pictures of Beyoncé. And I actually had the opportunity of meeting her. And she was designed, like she was replicating herself as another Beyoncé. And it made me really wonder why internally for her, her interpretation of her own beauty wasn't enough. And yet, I just thought to myself, this is the state of awareness that we're in right now. We are being conditioned to believe that if it looks like this, you are recognized or you're wanted or you are the one, you're the chosen. So I'd like to really shout out to all of you young women out there who perhaps just feel like you're not enough. I have a surprise for you. If you really just sit still and just consistently allow the thoughts that are coming up in you that are guiding you towards doing something authentic and true. It'll start out simple. It's going to start out very, very simple. It can start out as simple as the way you get out of bed in the morning, and the way you choose to look at yourself first thing in the morning, the way you comb your hair in the morning. That's how simple it starts for you to start to hear really who you really are inside and beneath the layers of all the masks that we've been given to put on. I hope that this was a message for you, because I know if someone told me in my 20s, I would have stopped trying to manifest my image like Janet Jackson. But what I do want you to know that there's hope. Life's beautiful. Stay tuned. We're going to be interviewing Mada, who is a modern-day mystic, internationally acclaimed master of healing and transformation, and founder of the Light Speed Dalian Method for Health and Consciousness. Before I get Mada on the line, I'd like to play one of my favorite meditation tracks, and that's Letting Go. So I'm asking you to breathe in deeply and just relax your inner being as we get to a point of deep reflection and experience. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. Observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time, Welcome back, my friends. That was Letting Go from the Off the Grid into the Heart Meditation CD. I'm beginning to think that that's going to be an important re-release of the current political climate that we're undergoing here in the nation's capital or just in America itself. But we want to turn the lines to Mada. Mada Elisa Dalian. Mada is a modern-day mystic, internationally acclaimed master of healing and transformation, founder of Dalian Method for Health and Consciousness, and creator of several meditation CDs. She's also a best-selling, multi-award-winning author of In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and Healing the Body and Awakening Consciousness with the Dalian Method, an advanced self-healing system for new humanity. And we're happy to return Mada to the America Meditating Radio. Hi, Mada. Welcome. Nice to have you back.
Oh, hi, Sister Jenna. Thanks for having me back.
Some of our listeners who might have missed our previous engagement over the air, could you tell our listeners a little bit about your amazing story, about how you actually began your quest for truth at such a young age, at five. At five, I was playing with my Charlie's Angels dolls and hanging out and playing with balls. And so I'd be curious to know, like, what led you to pursue a path of spiritual enlightenment?
What led me to pursue the path is, this lifetime at least, is the awareness of death. And, of course, any lifetime, whenever we become aware of death, that's when we begin searching and asking the question, who am I, what am I doing, and why I'm here. And that happened to me this time when I witnessed my grandfather die when I was 5 years old and began asking those questions. And everyone, sooner or later, will become aware, obviously. Even it's something that as a society we deny and we don't want to look at because we're so attached to something that is temporary. Then obviously, when we recognize that our life is fleeting and the time is ticking, so to speak, and sooner or later we will have to say goodbye to this planet or people or things, then we begin asking the most fundamental and important questions. And in my awareness, when I began asking those questions, I realized that that would be the most important thing for me to find answers for. And everything else is secondary in a way that will only help me to realize those questions. And so the life continued. And of course, this happens with all of us. Once we have a certain awareness as children, we bring a certain freshness of knowingness. And then when we go through conditionings and schooling system and societal conditionings, religious conditionings, then we somehow lose freshness of awareness. And the whole journey is then how to find that which we already know again. Because every single person, every single being knows that I am eternal. Every single being knows within themselves that I cannot die, but we just forget it. So the whole work is then how to find that, which we already know, back.
I like that. I like that. It reminds me, Matt, of something I read. Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't you, so you can be who you were meant to be in the first place.
Who you are in the first place, yes. And also the awareness of the journey is the goal, because with that awareness, then we can let go of things. We don't have to hold on to things that we're attached to and be afraid to let go, even of our body. So when we understand the journey is the goal, and we journey eternally through the universe, this place is just another temporary place that we're visiting.
Mm-hmm. And quite an entertaining place, too, that we're visiting, don't you think?
Well,
especially now.
Entertaining and challenging at the same time.
Because one of the things that you're writing a lot about is consciousness and enlightenment. And so here we're passing through this particular time and stage of consciousness and awareness. And I've had countless conversations with all kinds of people. Mada, what does consciousness mean? And what does it mean to be enlightened, especially in the times that we are in? And does this time change even the decoding of consciousness or enlightenment, or is it the same from eons, from time immemorial?
Consciousness can never change. Consciousness is the beginning and there's no end to it. Consciousness only expands. And consciousness is simply knowing, being a witness to what is, where there's no thoughts, there's no ideas, there's no beliefs. Consciousness simply knows. And that knowingness is within each person. And that's the center of the universe, pretty much. And that's within our center. But the thing is, the problem is that people don't realize that consciousness is within the stillness of nothingness. And in order to access that, we must learn to become still, and we must make friends with nothingness. And ego does not like nothingness. Ego always likes to be a somebody. And the moment we realize that I am actually a nobody, because like I said, when I witnessed my grandfather die, I realized I am a nobody, because the world will continue whether I'm here or not. So then what is it, that part that thinks I'm a somebody and I'm important? It's the part of the ego. And we do need the ego, as I described in Search of the Miraculous. We do need the ego, because in this world, in order to survive, in order to be able to have a certain self-sustained life, we must have the ego. Ego is like the shell of the flower, is the shell of the seed that contains the flower. So it's a necessary tool, but when we get identified with the tool and we think this is me, then obviously we miss the flower, and we must learn to let go. And I like when you were talking about surrendering. This is something so important and so fundamental and so difficult for people to do.
Mm-hmm. So the ego is like a shell. It's like the shell. It covers, it protects, and we need it. Is there like an unhealthy ego, and is there like a healthy ego out there?
Absolutely. I call it wounded ego and healthy ego. And the wounded ego is the part that thinks I am wounded. It's the part that thinks not good enough. And these are beliefs, right? The beliefs that are formed on based on experiences, that other people are better than me. It's a conditioning that we learn through going through school, watching television. Somebody's always more beautiful, somebody's more talented, somebody's more this and that and the other, and we always compare. So then that's the part of that ego that compares and thinks I'm not good enough. The part that thinks that this happened to me and therefore I'm traumatized and everybody needs to take care of me because I'm weak and I can't take care of myself. All these things are part of the wounded ego. And the thing is that people need to become aware that that identification with that part of the ego and attachment to that part of the ego is what prevents them from finding their inner strength and their own unique creativity and their ability to contribute something that is only that person can contribute and nobody else has. And that's the part of the transformation and healing, that we must learn the lessons from the experiences that we have had. And we all go through pain. It's impossible not to go through pain being in the physical body and living on this planet. We all go through pain. We all have some less or some more profound experiences of being wounded or having traumatic experiences. But every single experience is there to teach us something about ourselves. And the more a person is able to see what the lessons are within this experience and learn the lessons, the sooner they can transform that part of the wounded ego, find their strength, and begin living their life from that place of inner knowingness, inner consciousness, and their own creativity. But that takes responsibility, obviously, and it's a self-responsibility, which is the very difficult thing for people to do, because we're not taught self-responsibility. We're taught a responsibility towards somebody else or towards a society or towards parents or towards this and that and the other on the outside. And then people get very resentful of the word responsibility without understanding it's the responsibility for your own life, for your own actions, for whatever you choose to do, whether you choose to be happy or just sad. It's a responsibility that each person must realize that it's my choice.
That's great, Mada. America's going through quite a lot. I know that you're in British Columbia. We're neighbors.
Yes.
And I've been hearing, I started a campaign on May 1st because May's National Meditation Month. And we launched a campaign called Meditate the Vote, which was basically to see if we can help the nation heal itself by what you're saying, becoming more responsible for you, for the way that you think, feel, and make your choices. Every day we're voting something in. We're voting to go shopping. We're voting to get something on sale. We're voting to get a pair of shoes. We're voting who's going to take the garbage out, who's going to do this and that. Like you vote, you make a decision, you make a choice, but there's always a consequence that follows afterwards. So the country is going through quite a unique introspection. We are being forced to go inside and look at ourselves. For those who are consciously awake or awakening or just scared dickens, right? So when you talked about that it is difficult for us to have self-responsibility, could you please, Mada, share with our listeners, especially to your friends in America, give us one specific must to do to trigger that courage and that power to be a little bit more responsible to ourselves so that we can make better voting choices for our own lives.
To me, Sister Jenna, the only way a person can be self-responsible is through self-awareness. So the first thing for people to do and to evolve, not just in America, but anywhere in the world, as a human being, is to become self-aware. And that is one thing that we do not teach in schools. And that's one thing that each person must do on their own. And what does it mean, self-awareness? Self-awareness means understanding yourself, understanding what makes you a human being, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what choices you're making for yourself in your own life. Because in our own life, we don't take responsibility. And how can we actually make a vote for something that we do have a contribution in? It's like when people vote, they think somebody else should do things for me. And that's the place where we don't realize that politics is politics. And no matter what and who we vote, there's something behind it. There's powers behind it. And America has been very great in exposing that power, that 1% holds basically the whole power. And everybody else just does what that 1% of humanity decides. And no matter who is becoming a next president, to me, the way I see it, the power is behind those who hold the financial power. And how can people become more independent of the financial power is by finding their own strength and creativity and starting to create their own life. So, and it is possible within any political climate, any political situation, because the moment a person becomes conscious, that person cannot be manipulated anymore. That's why I say self-awareness is so important, because if you're aware of yourself, you know when you manipulate, you will know when other people manipulate. And manipulation is one of the very strong trends of the ego, that it's a survival. I need to manipulate in order to get what I want and in order to survive the way it's self-fulfillment. And we must stop manipulating as human species anywhere, because that's where we create a big mess, because we're not authentic and manipulating each other. Politicians manipulate, public manipulates.
Even we manipulate. I mean, just a mother can manipulate her child. It's just an energy that we have grown into becoming very natural. Yeah, like we're realizing it's runneth over. It can't go anymore. It's no longer working. And what I'm feeling, Mada, is this return, this very, very deep signal. You know, you can only go so far outside of yourself until you reach, like, there's nothing left. And now the signal is to go deep inside. And I've been looking for the wording that's not deep, you know, like, oh my gosh, this one's so deep. But it's like going in and being aware, being, what are you thinking? I want the simplest of languages, you know, like, now it's time to just think. Watch what you're thinking and see what it's saying. And so here we are in May. It's National Meditation Month in America. What would you leave with our listeners, because we're coming to a close of our show? What would you leave with our listeners about the importance of meditation, not as a 20-minute routine that you do in the morning and then you head out there? But what is it? What is meditation, and how impactful can it be for our lives? If somebody is thinking about it and really doesn't feel that they can do it, and what you say right now will actually get them to say, I think I really need to start to meditate. What is it? How important is it in our lives?
Well, meditation is basically becoming a witness of your own life. So meditation is important so that through witnessing, you become aware of your actions, your thoughts. You become aware of what is it that you're doing. And then through that, you also become aware of the longing within your heart. And once you know the longing, you must begin to be honest, because honesty is another very important part. And this is why, Sister Jenna, this system that I devised, and it's a self-help system, so people can use it on their own, is to help them to start releasing those beliefs out of their system, because everything in existence is mathematical. And this system is very mathematical in a sense that it releases the beliefs from the energy and the body. And naturally, as those are released, like clouds are released, the sun, the consciousness that's within each person, begins to shine through. And you begin to connect with that strength, the knowingness within. And when you connect with your knowingness, you cannot make mistakes, because then you act through that place of knowing, not the mind that is conditioned. But once you act through your place of knowingness, then you can take responsibility for any consequence, because you know, I'm following my inner truth, and I will learn through whatever action I will take. And I think as a nation, meditation is not just to imagine things, but basically to find yourself. That's the essence of meditation, to find who you are.
Beautiful. Beautiful. It's so well put. Mada, I want to thank you for coming back on the air and always giving us something very genuine and very truthful to decode. Before I let you go, can you let our listeners know a little bit more about your Dalian method? You mentioned it just a second ago, but it's a healing system, and it's designed to help transform pain and suffering in health and empower people's awareness. How do we get a hold of the Dalian method? And give me one or two things that's inside of the method that for sure, 100%, it has just shown that it does work.
Well, it comes, at the moment, it comes with the book and two CDs as a set. And there's the long version, a full version of the method, and abbreviated. There's 98 and 74 minutes. And what it does, it basically guides you step by step, but you participate in it. It's not something that you listen to, but you participate. It helps you. There's a workbook in the book. It will help you identify those thoughts that are repressed in the unconscious in your body. And then through the system, you follow my instructions and you participate by, there's a system of breathing out loud, verbal expression, and we go through different parts of the body back and forth, starting from head to the feet. And it's a kind of a system that does not use the mind at all. It bypasses the mind completely. It works with the body, with the emotions, with the thoughts, with the beliefs, with consciousness, all at the same time. So we have to work with everything that we are. We cannot just take one part and start working with one part, because then what about the other parts that also make me as a human being? So it works with the unconsciousness as well, and then brings these things up so that you can learn the lessons. And helps you to see the lesson, helps you to see why things happened the way they did. And then the letting go, surrendering becomes very effortless, very easy. And once you come to see something, you become conscious of it, then you going to the place of that strength and self-awareness, as I was describing before, from which you can then start making new actions and let go of the part of the ego that was keeping you small. And furthermore, I'm happy to say that I just recently created a shorter version for teenagers, and that's about 21 minutes. And there's another one, 17 minutes, where people can use the method to find answers to their questions. And I'm going to also I'm working now to create a very short one for children, so that the whole family can be involved, because I've been working with families and I could see the tremendous transformation. And I think it's important that the whole family is in it together, so that the children start learning by watching their parents how to start going in, finding answers within, and learning that they have everything already. They don't need to compare and look somewhere else to fulfill something that they think they don't have. And it also transforms fears. So this is another very important part, transforms the little fears, and it also helps you transform the big fear, the fear of survival.
I just want to thank you so much for always contributing quality content of information on the air, because this is why I show up to host America Meditating Radio. I think so many of the things that you gave us today were so, so useful. My heart says thank you, and everyone here says thank you, and we appreciate the contribution that you're making in our world.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening, because obviously for somebody who has something to share, somebody needs to be able to listen. So thank you for hearing what I had to say.
Oh, yes, for sure. Now, all the very best, and hope to see you soon. Take care.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
You know, in all the hundreds and thousands of conversations that I've had, it goes back to ourselves. What's the conversation that we're having inside of ourselves? And how that conversation is manifesting itself in our way of action, behavior, body, the language, everything. So it's about consciousness. It's about what are you thinking and what are you feeling and what are you going through and what doesn't belong in you anymore? What are you willing to face, as painful as it might be? Face it anyway. It's our work. We're at the tail end of the journey. That means a lot of picking up, a lot of putting things together, a lot of letting go what I don't need anymore. A lot of keeping what I definitely need for a long time. So I hope you've enjoyed my chit-chat with Mada Eliza Dalian. Please get some information on her. She's just a wonderful spirit. And I believe you can go to her website at maliadalian.com. And that is Mada, M-A-D-A, Dalian, D-A-L-I-A-N.com. We're going to end today's show with Open My Eyes, which I think is really, really appropriate. And we're asking all of our friends and listeners to join us on this conversation on social media, Meditate the Vote. All you have to do is to look at the four core questions, begin to engage in conversations, and let us know some of your aha brilliant moments that came out of your chit chat with your friends or with your children or with your spouse. Tweet them and Facebook them to us, as well as on your site. We have tons of videos that are very well done that are about initiating the conversation on Meditate the Vote. If you go to americameditating.org and click on the events page, my friends, you will see what we're trying to do. Please participate in this one. I think this is going to change the conversation. I got a disturbing video yesterday by a friend from Bahrain. It was all about the five predictions of Nostradamus. And I don't know if I even want to end the show on that note, but it's just about, I think it's time for us to really get deeper and elevate our awareness. I think it's really going to be our gift to ourselves as well as to the world. So thank you for joining us. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And believe it or not, we actually came down from above to love each other the same. We're going to end today's show with Open My Eyes by Bliss. Perfect.